Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 4, focus on victory. Live it out. Study L4, walking by the Spirit.
Galatians 5:25 says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So outworking the new creation nature by the Spirit is the way to true holiness. We're not striving to be better or focus our energy and efforts on fighting the flesh. Rather, we recognize the victory already embedded in our new creation nature, and we develop this spiritual life skill of faith to tap into that. Yeah, some people think it takes a long time to form character, but actually this complete 100% holiness of Jesus is already available to us 24/7 on the inside in the new creation spirit. Having said that, believers can stay trapped in the limitations and the corruption of the old fallen nature, the flesh. But none of us have to remain there. Once this revelation awakens, the believer's days of defeat and despair are over. And this is what we can see. Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those 9 fruit attributes frame a great description of a life lived in the character of true holiness. It's not a character that we have to build. Rather, it's one that we outwork. Now, in the previous study, we've been looking at the beginning of the thoughts around the soul life and how this inner man of the Spirit is already formed completely in holiness, but our soul needs to come into alignment. And in the previous study, we looked specifically at the area of the will. So today we want to move on and look at the area of our mind and emotions. Many of the shortfalls in the Christian life can be traced back to not bringing these attributes fully into subjection to the new creation life. But conversely, where we've learned to bring them into subjection, they become channels of his glory. So our minds can become illumined with ongoing, exploding revelation of spiritual truth, of who God is as Father, as Son, as Holy Spirit. And our emotions can provide energized, motivated outworking of this nature of God from within the inside of us. We can even begin to feel what God is feeling and let that motivate us with his divine energy towards living out his will and fulfilling our calling. Our minds and our emotions are not to be seen as enemies of holy living. Rather, they're fuels of vibrant life. Holiness isn't achieved by suppressing our faculties, but rather by engaging them with the vibrant and victorious life source of the new creation spirit within us. Our spirit, remember, is where God himself dwells, empowering us in his own divine nature. So how does this work? Well, essentially, it's building on that same foundation of an aligned will, where we actively choose specifically what our minds and emotions are filled with. Let's look at the mind first of all. Romans 8, verse 5 to 7 is a great passage on this. It says this, for those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. The life skill of setting the mind is crucial to walking out true holiness. Yes, so many actions begin with a thought, and if we're unable to control our thought life, inappropriate living is inevitable. It's pretty simple though, because it really just comes down to a choice between two choices, flesh or spirit. That is, the old creation or the new creation. Notice the contrast in the outcomes. The mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. I want to ask you, which one do you want? Which one do you think allows you to contribute best to your community? Well, how do we set our minds on the Spirit? Yeah, it's very hard to just stop thinking something bad because it creates this kind of mental vacuum within us. Rather, the way to gain victory in the thought life is by filling our mind with the right things. There's not room for both good and bad at the same time. Here's a great guideline that Paul gave the Philippians. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there's any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Do you see how we need to take control of what our thoughts are? Why not run the Philippians test, as you might want to call it, on yourself from time to time today? Is the subject matter in your mind true, honorable, pure, etc.? If it's not, then your mind's not set on the Spirit. But you can immediately change that as an act of choice by resetting your mind. Hit reboot. Now, simple ways of doing this include reading some Bible, thinking about things you're grateful for, or praying. And a powerful way of setting the mind is by speaking out loud words of truth, because spoken words instantly overrule our thoughts. Words are the carriers of faith. You know, Jesus said we will have what we say, Mark 11, 23. So we can use words to quickly reset the mind. James compares the tongue to the rudder on a ship, James 3, verse 4. Even though it's a small member, the tongue can guide our whole being into life. So try speaking out some strong new creation faith proclamations and thereby set your mind on the Spirit, and you'll experience life and peace welling up from within. As those who want to pursue union with Jesus, we need to make good choices around what we let into our minds and what we focus on. Reading unwholesome material, watching movies or videos online with ungodly content are going to fuel our thought life with fleshly, selfish, potentially even lustful thoughts. And that will unavoidably set our mind on the flesh. Listening to music with bad lyrics can do the same thing. So the mind set on the flesh is death. Some believers try to justify watching ungodly movies or using other recreational content as balanced living, but it will always produce its own fruit. Such a person is deceived, according to Paul. He says this in Galatians 6, 7 to 9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. The one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Another area of flesh dominance in the mind can be the realm of unforgiveness, where we harbour hurts and unforgiveness. And we need to deal with that by choosing forgiveness. What are the emotions? Well, it can appear a complex topic, but again, there's actually a simple solution. We're just drawing spiritual life from the new nature. The fruit of the Spirit that we talked about a minute ago includes love, joy, peace, and simply engaging the Spirit can rapidly transform how we feel. Again, using the powerful instrument of the tongue, very quick and effective way to do this. Say out loud something like, I choose the new nature. I choose the Holy Spirit. This isn't mind over matter, but a way of engaging the strongest, most victorious force in human life, the resurrection power of Jesus. And when we do that, his life starts to well up from within us. Another way is to use the gift of Jesus-focused music and song to engage our emotions through the infilling of the Spirit. Ephesians 5, 18 to 19, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. So this can begin with speaking, and it's really powerful, as we see here, doing it one to another in a community setting. But then it can move on into songs and making melodies to the Lord. One way of doing that is by singing in tongues. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14 that when we do that, we actually bypass the mind. It becomes unfruitful, which is great if we're trying to overcome issues in our mind and reset it. So activating the inner life of the new creation by right choices, setting the mind on the Spirit, engaging the emotional attributes of the Spirit are the pathway to manifesting true holiness. And all this is fully available to us all the time. It's just a question of engagement and actively choosing the way of the Spirit. Now, in our written study online, you can read an amazing passage from 2 Peter chapter 1 that gives seven key activations of faith to help this work in our lives. But praise Jesus that we don't have to stay how we are, but we can bring our mind, our will, and our emotions into alignment and outwork all of the wonderful holiness that he's placed inside us in the new creation.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.